기 It is exactly a year since the Czech-born London-based architect Jan Kaplický won an international competition for a new National Library building on Prague's Letná Plain, not far from Prague Castle. 12 months later, it still isn't clear whether the futuristic golden-purple building, nicknamed the Blob, will ever be built in the Czech capital. The controversial design has stirred a heated debate among architects and politicians. Among its biggest opponents are Prague Mayor Pavel Bém and the country's President Václav Klaus. To put an end to the dispute, an expert commission consisting of architects, conservationists and lawyers was set up last October to determine the Blob's future. A decision was due to be taken this week. While the design and location no longer seem to be a problem, the lawyers on the team say they need an acknowledgement from the anti-monopoly office that the tender was legitimate. That could take weeks or even months. Meanwhile, Jan Kaplický has threatened to withdraw from the competition. When I met him to talk about the library and the controversy surrounding it, I first asked him about its color, which was originally presented as green.
The champagne color was there from the beginning, and champagne obviously is not green. And we, in the first stage of the competition, we had it in gold. So it went a little bit back on the gold, which probably is better color because it's more related to the golden Prague. So I think that naturally it's gold. Plated library, if you want, and inside there are different shades of purple, from the lightest on the ceiling to the deepest on the ramps, let's say. But color is now a very important element for us, but I think it's not a problem of the day. I think the hiccup is most likely political hiccup, and that hopefully go away. I think the most of the story is the mayor is holding one fact or one ransom, which is the ownership of the site.
Still, you said yesterday that if a decision was not reached within a month, you would step back.
Well, you know, I think you have to put some pressure. I mean, if it is 1 month or 5 weeks or 6 weeks, maybe that's a minor detail in the whole situation. You know, I'm losing a lot of money, quite frankly, because the whole year one has to travel here and this and that. But that's, again, not substantial reason. But I think it's good to put some pressure on everybody involved, more both sides if you want, because the library is pressing for time as well, because they are running out of space to store more and more books. Don't forget that every publication in Czech Republic, 2 copies go automatically into the library, and state of affair where you can't reach many books in existing building, that's also very important. So the time factor is not invented entirely by me, it's also invented by the National Library, of course.
If they ruled against it, have you even considered building the library somewhere else than Letná Plain?
No, that was never discussed in the last X number of weeks. The concept is designed for the situation with the main view over the city, which I think is one of the major advantages, that the library, where you are in certain isolation, it also has a popular aspect of seeing the town. You see the main monuments like a castle and old town square. So you can't build it just everywhere. If you go somewhere else, the whole competition is going to be cancelled, because it's a new competition and I can't take part in new competition. That's absolutely sheer nonsense.
As far as I know, you've discussed possible cooperation with the mayor of the city of Brno.
The story about the library being in Brno is entirely a story of the press, with the best respect. There are other buildings which mayor of Brno has on his mind, and there are also private projects, and we are building some house in Brno. But yes, maybe it has to be said, the Brno is in the hands of different political party, but I don't want to emphasize that, because I think it shouldn't be a political problem in Prague or Brno. It should be a beautiful, modern piece of architecture. That's what we should achieve.
This was probably the first international tender of its kind taking place here. Do you think that your case may discourage other architects
It was historically first international competition in this country from 1918, which is amazing fact, and head of the library should be congratulated on this fact, inventing the situation and inviting jury of amazing caliber here. So that makes the situation even more sad, if you want, that this is sort of happening here. And certainly a very good question, if this competition is cancelled one way or another, you can almost never have another international competition for anything, but particularly Prague is going to seek the new Olympic Games in where it is 16 or whatever. No chance, because every state building, which the stadiums will be, has to go through the international competitions. That's open to every architect. Do you think somebody will come here and they will get average and below average few guys who speculate we might win? Another aspect, it's very sad, it was enormous, bizarre opposition from certain Czech architects, and, you know, we got second in France for the National Library in France, and I can't go to President Mitterrand that time and tell him it's all wrong, because we came second. That's not how it is done, that's only amazing inexperience in these situations, and who is going to gain? No library on Latna or somewhere else. So what will be left? Rusty tram lines on the grounds. Who is winning? Nobody. Absolutely nobody. It's now battle not for a library designed by Future Systems. It's a library, the library, National Library. It's also battle for the Czech book and culture generally. And I think that any political party will associate them going against the culture doesn't sound very good for the average public. And I must say the amazing support of the public, you know, 12,000 signatures, and on every corner, every restaurant you go, people say, I want that project. So are the political parties so unrelated to popular support? I'm astonished. I mean, what the gap?
To finish on a lighter note, what do you actually think of the nickname that Czechs gave to your library, the octopus or the blob? Do you find it offensive, or what do you think about it?
Not at all. Every good building has a nickname. I think that's nice. There will be more and there will be less, and some of them will disappear, some will be always there. If some little child says, I like it in, you know, Chobotnička, little octopus, that's fine. Of course it's fine. Who is hurt? Nobody. It's fine. It's great. It's already in the people's mind. The politicians, they have a lack of support. The kids don't know their names. Everybody knows now in Prague or Czech Oak, the building.